We're taking another look now at increasing electricity prices. A few weeks ago, we examined the impact of artificial intelligence and the data centers needed to power it. Now, John Yang explores new findings that break down the issue and point to other factors behind the rising costs.
Jeff, the latest consumer price index showed that the average electric bill went up a little more than 5% from September 2024 to September 2025. That's more than the overall rate of inflation for the same period. The conventional wisdom is that greater demand for power from the explosive growth of data centers is the reason. But a new analysis by Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and the consulting group Brattle concludes that it's not that simple. Ryan Ledeck is a principal at Brattle. He was a member of the research team. Ryan, it's not only not that simple, but it's a little counterintuitive because you say the research suggests that greater demand for electricity can actually bring rates down. How does that work?
Yeah, it can. And I think, you know, the important thing to understand about the power sector is a big portion of the cost that you're paying in your electricity bill is a fixed cost. It's the poles and wires and power plants and substations that power companies have already gone out and invested in. And they're recovering those costs from you based on how much you and your neighbors and other customers are consuming, how much electricity you're consuming. And so if utilities can bring in a new large customer like a data center that's going to consume a lot of energy, if they can do that without needing to make big additional investments in infrastructure because they already have capacity on their system to accommodate that new customer, it actually can bring more energy into the system that you can spread those fixed costs out across, and that can actually have downward pressure on rates.
So is there any other way that data centers have an effect on electricity rates?
There is. What we're starting to see is that a lot of utilities that did have spare capacity are starting to run into capacity constraints because of all of this increase in demand for electricity. And so when you run into that situation, then there is the potential that utilities are going to need to go out and make new investments to accommodate a new data center or another new large customer. And those investments could increase costs and would have the potential to increase rates for other customers. But even in that situation, you know, it's not as simple as to say a new data center means rates are going up, because a lot of utilities around the country are starting to introduce new rate structures specifically for large customers like data centers that are intended to recover those incremental costs that are being introduced by the data centers from those customers and to avoid having those costs shifted to other customers.
So what are the forces or the effects that are pushing rates up?
You know, there are portions of the electricity distribution system that are 80 years old at this point. And so we've really reached a point at a lot of locations, a lot of regions across the country, where utilities are needing to go out and invest to simply replace aging transmission and distribution infrastructure. And we're needing to do that at a time when the cost of that equipment has been increasing pretty rapidly, pretty much ever since the pandemic.
Is the work on that infrastructure also being affected by severe weather, by hurricanes, storms, and the like?
Absolutely. And there are really two effects to consider there. One is, you know, what happens after a hurricane blows through or a winter storm happens and knocks out, you know, a significant portion of your power infrastructure. There can be a pretty significant price tag associated with needing to go in and repair or replace those damaged portions of the grid. The other piece of this is preparing to mitigate some of those risks. And this is a big issue for the Western states right now, particularly California, where there are a lot of preparations that are being made to mitigate the risk of wildfires. And so when we've looked at the rate changes in California recently, we've found that the single biggest driver of rate increases in California over the last 5 years has been risk mitigation as it relates to wildfires.
What about there's some places that you have policies to encourage renewable energy? Are they having an effect?
They are. And that effect, we found that effect can go both ways. You know, in regions that have access to low cost wind and solar, which are some of the, you know, the cheapest sources of energy available, what we found is that in those regions, we haven't seen a price increase associated with increased deployment of wind and solar resources. And if anything, the relationship is that we've seen some prices decreasing as a result of increased market-based procurement of renewables. When we see there being the potential for renewables to apply upward pressure on rates is when there's a policy in place called a renewable portfolio standard that would require utilities to go out and procure renewable energy above and beyond what the market would select on its own. In that case, because you're essentially paying a premium for energy, there can be upward pressure on rates. But that's not really a surprise because the policymakers that are in those states that are making the decision to introduce those policies are doing the math and saying, look, climate change itself can have a very significant cost to society. And so we're willing to go out and spend a little bit more on energy to try and mitigate that risk and avoid that broader cost to society.
Ryan Ledeck of the consulting group Brattle, thank you very much.
Thank you.